bitch please.
Oh, bitch please my ass.
So some people say this is the most stupid idea they have ever heard.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
But after I looked a little bit closer, I thought, no, maybe these are the smartest people in the world.
I am the smartest man alive!
So I take you to Troy, New York, the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. Mm-hmm. The cross-country team there had a big craving for a little Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
You know what that's like.
Sure.
The nearest Chick-fil-A restaurant is 90 minutes away, and a 3 hours round trip drive seemed excessive. So somebody there must have been smart. They got a big idea. There is a Chick-fil-A that's a lot closer, but it's inside the Albany International Airport, which was only 15 minutes away. But you have to get inside the terminal to get to it.
Gotcha.
So they thought, let's buy a plane ticket.
What?
So you're thinking, how stupid is that? Even if you get like a cheap ticket, like $98, going through security, then you get over to Chick-fil-A, then you get your sandwich. No, no. I thought it was stupid, too, until I read a little bit further.
Yeah.
They pooled their money
and
bought the cheapest ticket they could find, a $98 one-way flight to Fort Lauderdale on Delta. It cost them about $5.50 each.
Okay.
When the 18 guys all pooled their money together.
Mm-hmm.
Then the team captain used the ticket to get through airport security and buy $227 worth of Chick-fil-A food.
How long did they run? Like six marathons?
I'm a former cross-country runner.
Damn.
People are hungry.
Give us
our sandwich. He left the airport without flying on the flight, obviously, and delivered the food back to his teammates. This is what they got. 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches, 15 large fries, 156 nuggets, and one bag of cookies. I guess not
many
sweet tooths in the group. But the delivery charge is really only $5.50 when you think about it. Not bad.
I hope these kids are proud of themselves because they probably denied somebody who was going to visit their dying Nana in Fort Lauderdale the chance to go see her before she went on to glory. Way to go, you jerks.
Nana wanted that sandwich too, probably on her bucket list. All right, the next stupid story. See, not so stupid after all. I think they were kind of smart. But this guy, definitely stupid.
Mm.
Something sketchy happened at an IHOP in Florida at 3 a.m. And another equally surprising news, water is wet. But let me go through with the story for you.
Kay.
The cops in Clearwater, Florida, got a call from an IHOP around 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday about a 24-year-old guy named Alan Ibanez. Apparently, he was looking for a new line of work. At 3 a.m., he walked into the IHOP and started going table to table, offering to show people his junk.
How hard would it be to just show one or two wieners every couple of minutes?
Asked Alan.
And then he just wanted to know, can I get anything with your coffee? Cream with that? I don't know.
Penis. It's just skin, Steven.
He wouldn't leave when the staff told him to.
Okay.
So he was arrested for disorderly conduct. That's not all, though. He was in jail for just 11 hours. You would think that's enough time to sober up. But 2 hours after being released, he was busted again, this time for stealing two donuts from a gas station.
Mm.
But it gets worse. He ate one of the donuts.
Oh, no.
And then tried to use the other one to bribe the cops.
Oh, thank God.
Because, quote, I know.
He knew where I was
going,
the way his night started.
I don't know where he was holding it when he was trying to bribe the cops, but this was his quote.
Yeah.
All cops love donuts.
Hoo-ah!
I didn't really have a good image
this
of the guy, but now I do.
This guy is the smartest man alive.
Apparently, he is still in jail now, arrested for theft of the donuts and brandishing one, trying to bribe the cops. That is your bitch, please.
Bitch, please. Only on Coyote 102.5.
Come on, y'all. I've been slaving over this for hours.
It's your daily Odelay with The Hoff on Coyote 102.5.
Odelay.
It is the Daily Odelay on Coyote 102.5. News of the strange, weird, bizarre, silly, stupid, funny, ironic, local. Just things that aren't even going to make you say,
orale.
And apparently we're living the sweet, cushy life here in the Duke City. Wallet Hub, they've ranked the 116 hardest working cities in the country based on the number of hours people work on average every week. Also, the unemployment rates of these 116 cities, how much vacation time people leave on the table at the end of every year, yada, 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 yada. Anyway, we are the 15th least hardworking city in the country.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Pretty much sums it up.
Orale! Yeah, because when you started by saying the 15th, I thought there's no way.
No. 15th only, least.
Or only 14 cities that work harder than we do. There's a reason. This is called the land of manana.
Amen to that. Very true.
And we're not mad at it either.
No, we're not. We're blessed.
Leave us alone.
We are blessed.
All you newcomers and transplants. So, keep your 5-day work week away from us.
Pretty much. The absolute overall laziest city. This will likely come as no surprise. Detroit, Michigan. Hardest working city. Anchorage, Alaska, because it's a full-time job just to survive there, period.
You got to chop wood.
Ugh, disgusting. So
you have to, like, put blocks on your engine so it doesn't freeze overnight.
Sure, stuff like that. Throw a bear on there. Why not? Whatever it takes. Two bears, even.
I mean, just the easiest stuff that they have to do to survive up there is way too much effort for us.
Any place that pays you to live there is a place you probably don't want to live. Okay? Okay.
Orale!
I will accept our mediocrity because I love it. I'm okay with being just the 15th least hardworking city because we're not the worst. And we're not that hardworking. And it suits me just damn fine.
Coyote 102.5 Mornings with
Beef Injection.
Dave DeWitt, Fiery Foods Show, back in
I'm
studio.
Scared.
You should be scared.
He hurt me yesterday.
You were kind of a wuss yesterday, I have to admit.
He broke out, first thing we taste, he broke out Reaper-infused pickles like
and you started eating your shoe leather as if that was going to get the taste out of your mouth. I didn't even notice anything. It was tasty to me, but no, it wasn't that hot.
Started
so I
up.
Fully feel like I have a higher tolerance than you.
All right.
Speaking of tolerance, Dave.
Yes.
Scoville units. If someone is listening for their first time and they've never heard that word, explain what that means.
Well, it all came from Wilbur Scoville, who worked for the Park Davis Company, making a product called Heat, H-E-E-T, which was a salve for your hands.
I remember that.
Yes, and so the problem with making it with chili peppers at that time was there was no way to judge the heat of chili peppers, and so they make a salve and it'd be so hot that people would break out in blisters,
right.
Or they make a salve that was not hot enough. And so he had to come up with a way. Now, this is 1912, so this was cutting-edge science in this
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
And so what he did was he had human tasters, and they would eat a progressively more dilution of the pepper. In other
okay.
words, they dilute the pepper with sugar water. And so when they couldn't taste the heat anymore, that was when they stopped the test. And so if it had been diluted 20 times, then it would hit a Scoville heat rating of 20. It was called the Scoville organoleptic test. Now we use high-performance liquid chromatography. It's much more accurate than human tasters, as you can imagine, everybody being different.
So
since
is
Viking
there,
has such a high tolerance.
I didn't say so high. I said uh-huh. higher than you.
Oh,
and
sure.
I normally am.
How high are you?
High are you?
No, I said, how high are you?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, that's
Thank
true.
You. Okay, what are we going to try today?
Well, I have a...
I don't know why I said that out loud.
I think this is for pancakes.
Oh.
This is a blueberry syrup.
Okay.
With hot stuff in it?
Yeah, spicy
well,
shark.
Fiery foods.
From Spicy Shark.
And it is National Pancake Day. What a coinkydink.
That looks good. I've always loved blueberry syrup. Ever since I was a kid and you got to go to the IHOP and they had the four choices of syrups, that was living.
So Spicy Shark... out of New Hampshire, of all places. So you know the blueberries are good, gluten-free, and vegan. Disgusting.
He's totally anti-vegan,
totally.
In case you didn't know.
Totally.
Even if it's good.
Well, looks like I'm not going to get to try this one.
I'm sure you are.
It's not too hot.
Wait, which one did you use?
I have it in my hand
oh,
still, jackass. Just try it.
That
it's
is
good.
Interesting. It starts sweet, and then the heat kind of comes on after the fact.
But it doesn't ruin the sweet.
Not at all.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
So what are we going to try next today? You've got two products per day for us to feast our taste buds on.
Your chromatography scale. What was that? What the technology we use
it
nowadays?
It was organolepta.
No. Oh.
That was the science of tasting. What was it? Organoleptid
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it means tasting. Yeah, it's all.
Is that Scoville the right word?
Organoleptic test.
But that was the old one. Now we're using chronometers. What are we using?
Chromatographs.
Those. Vikes.
It's brand new science. That's why we haven't heard of it.
I listened.
Well, that science has been around since the 70s, so.
As I said.
It's not really brand
spanking.
New.
New technology.
I listened. I
okay,
didn't remember.
Okay, what is this one?
But
okay,
I listened.
This is one.
What the expert talk,
we have a
why don't
Elvis
we?
Impersonator who comes to the show, and he calls himself the King of Barbecue.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
and
hilarious.
He has a hot sauce called Aloha Hot Sauce. from the Hot Sauce Hotel, whatever that is.
Ah, I think it's next door to the Heartbreak Hotel, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Probably.
Had to be. Well, if he's an Elvis impersonator, I'm just drawing the conclusion.
Here's your Hot Sauce Hotel.
Okay. Since my baby left me. Oops. Got to. Here, you know, since you're bitching so much, why don't you try it?
Where did that spoon come from?
Try it. I'll never tell. Try it. Lap it up.
Oh, look, I found a chip.
We do have chips, yes.
I've been coughing on you for 4 weeks straight, and you're worried about sharing a chip and a spin. Okay, here we go. Hot. No?
That's more of a...
No, not that bad. It's a habanero chili hot sauce. It's good. Do you know what else? I found out that habaneros are like a natural antibiotic. They've been used for centuries. Did you know that, Dave?
Of course I did.
He's the Pope of Peppers. I didn't think I was going to school him on anything, but I thought I'd try.
How dare you?
I know.
How dare you?
That's really good.
I know nothing about peppers. Educate me, Dave DeWitt.
Well, there's about, 1,000 different varieties of peppers around the world.
Yeah.
And you can read about them in my book, which is coming out in September. Chili Peppers, A Global History. I've done a lot of books on chili peppers, but this one recounts all our trips that Mary Jane and I took around the world investigating chili peppers. So
it's kind of an anthology of your lives together and your world of fiery foods that you've created. Very cool.
It helps us remember what our past life has been.
Well, speaking of creating things, Hoff and I thought, you know, why not? Why not do a little side hustle and get ourselves into the game this year? Dave, tomorrow morning, we've got a little surprise for you. Hoff and I thought we would throw our hat into the hot sauce game and come up with some recipes of our own.
Oh, that's good.
Is it?
Yeah, well, wait. I guess we'll find out.
You're going to be the judge tomorrow morning.
Okay,
if you are brave enough to give them a try.
I'll come back to the station, sure.
I'm going to watch him actually put the spoon in his mouth.
Well, this will be fun.
That's tomorrow morning.
Okay, tomorrow. Okay, great.
And if you want to go this weekend, be caller 10 now. 294-1025. We're going to give you a pair of tickets for the 32nd annual Fiery Food and Barbecue Show brought to you by Coyote 102.5.
Yes, I shouted fire. I shouted many things.
The hot beef injection.
Coyote, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lottie Wunsch.
Hi, Lottie Wunsch. Did I get it right? Am I close or did I totally bumble it?
Yeah, Lottie Wunsch.
Boom!
Okay.
Spot on, Vikes.
All right, well, guess what?
I'm awake now that we had all that spicy stuff.
I'm sure you are. Lottie, we're going to send you out to the Fiery Foods and Barbecue Show. Is this going to be your first time or are you a fan?
Well, this might be my first time.
We're going to break her in, Vikes, and her spirit.
Your spirit will go first, but you'll have the Fiery Food Show to look forward to. What's the stage with Mike and Hoff in the morning, Lottie?
102.5 Coyote Radio.
That's the one. Lottie, do you watch the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No, I'm sorry, no.
Did you ever know that song, Hey Lottie, Lottie?
No.
Hey Lottie.
You don't want to know how it ends.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
That's not it, Hoff.
Oh, Kira Sedgwick plays Commissioner Wunsch on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay.
Check it out. It's your namesake.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Kira Sedgwick. What a talented actress.
How do you spell that? W-U-N-C-H?
Correct.
Wunsch?
Yep. One hot wunch.
Yes, I shouted fire. I shouted many things.